In terms of kind of what it seems to be at this point indirectly, what about arthralgias in acalabrutinib?
They seem to be less commonly reported, but then again, it's hard to know. It's a, relatively smaller patient population. And, a lot of the AEs associated with these drugs really come out beyond the small subsets of patients treated in clinical trials. One example, our group at Penn reported on four cases of ibrutinib-related pneumonitis that we published in Blood, I think in 2015 or 2016. Those cases were all observations from our clinic. We went on to confer with other centers that this is something that is rarely seen as an adverse event. But if you look at just the clinical trial literature, that's not something that was highlighted or observed very clearly from the clinical trial experience. So I don't know. I think a real-world study in acalabrutinib is warranted, especially since there's a lot of off-label use of that drug, particularly in CLL. And I know my colleagues at Georgetown, Dr. Chesson and Dr. Yazdi, are conducting such a study right now. So hopefully at the next ASH meeting, we'll have some data to report.
What do you think the likelihood is that there's going to be a difference in efficacy between ibrutinib and acalabrutinib?
It's really hard to speculate. Probably the most common people who want to answer that question are people who are investors trying to decide, one drug versus the other. I really have no idea. I've had mostly favorable experiences with both drugs, and it may be that they're more close together than they are dissimilar from one another. We're fortunate to have this wealth of riches of novel agents in CLL, where it's oftentimes when I talk about ibrutinib versus venetoclax or ibrutinib versus acalabrutinib that we're picking amongst all winners. These drugs are all active, have improved life for patients, have in many instances improved survival. So when you're dealing with, if you were asking me to choose between like chlorambucil and ibrutinib, I could sit here and go on and on and on about why I feel one drug is better when there's such an obvious difference in activity. But until we see the randomized data, it's really hard for me to speculate and give an opinion that actually is based on fact. I think we have a wealth of riches and we're choosing between winners very often.